Every year, just before Canada Day, research company and Glacier Media conduct a survey to measure the feelings of pride for 12 institutions and features of Canadian life. In 2023, at least 7 in 10 Canadians say 4 things make them proud. The Canadian flag, 80%, up 2 points since 2022, multiculturalism, 74%, up 5 points, hockey, 72%, up 4 points, and the Canadian Armed Forces, 70%, up 5 points. There are some interesting generational nuances in these top 4. Pride in multiculturalism stands at 70% among Canadians aged 35 to 54, slightly lower than what is observed among their counterparts aged 18 to 34, 76%, and aged 55 and over, 75%. Hockey is a source of pride for 77% of the country's oldest adults but drops to 67% among the youngest ones. A tier below the top four, at least 3 in 5 Canadians say the following institutions or features makes them proud. Indigenous culture, 66%, up 8 points, bilingualism, 64%, up 5 points, and the state of democracy in Canada, 61%, up 4 points. When I first relied on this battery of questions in 2008, Indigenous culture was 5th from the bottom, with 51%. Now, it is 5th from the top, with national numbers boosted by strong showings in Atlantic Canada, 73%, Ontario, 70%, and British Columbia, 68%. Some regional dismay persists. Albertans are not particularly fond of bilingualism and the state of democracy in Canada, giving each one a lukewarm rating of 49%. In Quebec, the results for these two items reach 68% and 61%, respectively. In a lower tier, we find the two systems. This year, 52% of Canadians say the healthcare system makes them proud, down 6 points, while 50% feel the same way about the justice system, up 1 point. Every time we measure, we see Canadians becoming more emotionally detached on medical services. In 2019, the healthcare system cracked the top 4 sources of pride with 77%. This year's results are 25 points lower. Put differently, 1 out of every 4 Canadians who felt pride in the healthcare system 4 years ago no longer feels the same way. There are 3 institutions and features of Canadian life that fail to elicit pride in half of the country's residents. Parliament, 45%, unchanged. The Canadian economy, 42%, down 7 points, and the monarchy, 34%, down 3 points. The results for Parliament have always been influenced by political allegiance. In 2008 and 2009, few Liberal Party voters were happy with a minority Conservative government in Ottawa. In 2023, the tables flip. While 69% of Liberal Party supporters in the last federal election say Parliament makes them proud, only 32% of Conservative Party voters concur. The results for the Canadian economy are particularly troubling. In 2009, during the global financial crisis and with residents of other countries struggling with high unemployment rates, more than half of Canadians, 58%, looked at the nation's finances as a source of pride. In 2019, just a few months before a scheduled federal election, 80% of Canadians told us that the Canadian economy made them proud. 4 years later, with heightened inflationary concerns, the proportion has practically halved. The monarchy has never challenged the flag or hockey for a spot in the most important sources of pride, but its decline has been remarkable in the past few years. In 2019, 47% of Canadians said the monarchy made them proud. Now just over a third feel the same way, following a year that featured the death of a monarch and the coronation of another. As has usually been the case, Quebec is significantly lower than the rest of Canada on looking at the monarchy as a source of pride, 28%. The other striking finding is that there is no longer a significant age difference. Pride in the monarchy across all 3 age groups ranges from 32% to 36%. Canadians aged 55 and over are significantly higher than the national average on items like the flag, the armed forces and the state of democracy. The monarchy does not get the same consideration. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from June 23 to June 25, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.